Girls Inc. of Greater Indianapolis celebrates its 50th anniversary this year, and WFYI's Taylor Bennett spoke with President and CEO Elsa Campodonico-Barr about the nonprofit's history and its plans to celebrate its milestones.
We started out as the Girls Clubs of Indianapolis in 1969. Three mothers actually started the organization, wanting a safe space for their girls to grow up and be independent. We've grown that tremendously to serve mostly in school. So we serve about 60 schools throughout the Indianapolis area, schools of all sorts and kinds. Our programs are usually in six-week increments in the schools, during the school day, before school, and after school, hitting on those core essential services that we provide in the health, education, and independence realm. We do that through the great volunteerism of our core volunteers. There are about 300 of them in the city. And we also have strong mentorship relationships with our staff, our volunteers, that the girls really need that trusted space, that trusted adult in their lives, mm-hmm. that can guide them through all the challenges and opportunities that they're facing as they grow up from 6 to 18.
Well, lots of challenges during those ages, that's
yes,
for sure.
Yes.
Tell us a little bit about the special event that you do have coming up.
Absolutely. So it's our 50th year, as I mentioned, 50 years of strong, smart, and bold girls in Indianapolis. We are bringing in a guest speaker. Her name is Dr. Tarai Trent. She's one of the most formative speakers on women's empowerment, equity, and education, specifically for girls throughout the world. Her story alone is really powerful, and we want the girls to hear that story, see the perseverance that she had, and really lean into that, the importance of education and where that can take you.
I know that there's probably been a lot of what you would like to say success stories. Any standout that you can think of that this organization has really made a big impact on a girl?
Absolutely. We have a program called Young Women in Leadership, and it's our fifth year of running that program. Every single girl who graduates from that program has an incredible story. It's a high school program. One in particular, Ranesha, she grew up and has a really supportive mother, but single family home, incredible young woman, has started her own business, is an entrepreneur, wants to own her own cosmetology shop, but has already at 18, has started her own makeup line, is doing excellent at Ivy Tech. She's just a stellar individual who has grown tremendously from Girls Inc. and has been a Girls Inc. girl from the time that she's little. What I love about Ranesha is she's not only excelling in her professional life and her education, but she also understands the value of giving back to the younger girls. And she's a summer camp mentor for our younger girls and girls. And I know that will continue on in her life. She's a shining star. And I have so many of those stories to share
about
the young women leaders in our community and the girls and girls that we have and we're lucky to serve every day.
Thank you so much.
Thank you. Really appreciate it.
That's Girls Inc. President and CEO Elsa Campodonico-Barr speaking with WFYI's Taylor Bennett.